Chapter 7. When morning came, Suzanne once again woke up to an empty bed. Ever since the diagnosis, Dunn's insomnia had gotten much worse, and she was becoming used to regularly waking up without him. Looking to the floor, she noticed that Dunn's clothes were gone, so she assumed he had finished sleeping. As she pulled herself up to sit on the edge of the bed, she felt dizzy and almost had to lie back down. Suzanne hadn't slept very well, as she had been disturbed by bad dreams all night. She couldn't remember exactly what they were, but it had something to do with her relationship with Dunn.